In local news, the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on March 2nd shows hospital admission levels are low in more than 90% of the counties in North Carolina, including Buncombe County, and high in 0%. They are low in more than 95% of the counties in the U.S., and high in less than 1%. Admissions have decreased in the U.S. and North Carolina, and are unchanged in Buncombe County from the previous week. About 3% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of six groups. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are low in North Carolina. This is about 2% of all ER visits, the second lowest level of five groups. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on February 28th shows the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a red level, representing the highest level of five groups, currently between the 80th and 100th percentile relative to the past level measured at the same site. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample has increased from the previous week, between 1% to 9%, the lowest level of three groups, for a positive rate of change. The CDC's weekly flu surveillance report for the week ending on March 2nd indicates that North Carolina is at a moderate level. The CDC reported that the three-week average for the percent positivity for RSV PCR tests in North Carolina for the week ending on March 2nd shows that it continues to decrease to below 2% for the past 3 weeks. The North Carolina Respiratory Virus Summary Dashboard for the week ending on March 2nd shows that the percentage of emergency room visits for people with respiratory virus symptoms has decreased. COVID and flu hospital admissions have decreased. There were more COVID admissions than flu.